I've told some of you before about my first sort of great learning about prayer. I was 29 years old. I was teaching at David Lipscomb University. I had done nothing all of my life but go to school. And if that's a job, I am very good at it. I came out of my office, I came out of my class one day, and my friend Carl McKelvey was waiting for me with an older man I'd never met before. He introduced him to me as Word Bennett, the chairman of the board of Lipscomb University. And my heart sank. Here I was, the most junior faculty member on the whole faculty, and the chairman of the board is waiting outside my office for me. I'm wondering what I could have done that was so awful. They had gone over the president's head all the way to the chairman of the board. And I could think of two or three things, but I didn't know what they knew. So I was going to play my cards close to the vest till I find out what information they have. He says, "I'm a elder at the Donaldson Church. Bob Hendren, our preacher of 20 years, is leaving. We think it's going to be really hard for the next guy who replaces him, so we think we need an interim minister, and what we would like you to do is come and be our interim minister while we search for a minister." And when I could breathe again, I said, "Okie dokie." So I went over and started preaching for the Donaldson Church, and this was an easy task because they were searching for a preacher, and all I was doing was preaching on Sunday. And I'm not a trained preacher, but I am an intuitive one, and I was pretty sure that I had enough sermons to get me through, 3 to 6 months of this. And so I'm cranking along. It's going pretty good. And in the meantime, their preacher search is not going so well. Their preacher search resembled my early dating life. That is, the girls I wished to date did not wish to date me, and the ones who wished to date me were not ones I wished to date. You kind of give that its head. The next thing you know, you're the only Church of Christ monk. But I digress. So finally, they basically give up and decide to keep me. And that's pretty much the way Brother Bennett announced it. I can still remember it so well. He's this very dour fellow, and he gets up and says, "We've been looking for a preacher. We really can't find anything any better than what we've got, so we've decided to keep him." Thus began my ministry with the Donaldson Church. And even though I could preach pretty good sermons, you have to remember I had done nothing but go to school my whole life, and I didn't have the faintest idea how you love a church or lead a church. I was just clueless. So my first 3 years there just went awful. And so I do what you do when that happens. I quit. And I've never had this happen before. They refused to accept my resignation. Now, I've had it happen the other way. They were asking and I wasn't offering, but I'd never had it happen this way. And they said something to me like the following. I don't know if this was the exact phrase, but this is really close. They said, "Randy, the academy has trained your head. Let the church train your heart. If you want to, you can learn to do this." Those elders had something that few church leaders had. They had patience. And they saw some things in me that I couldn't see in myself. And I didn't feel like I could quite quit then. And so we had this meeting, and out of this meeting, and I still don't know exactly how this happened, and I've talked to two or three of the elders who were there, and they can't remember how it happened either, but what happened out of the meeting is they totally rewrote my job description and took everything off of it but two things. They said, "We want you to preach and teach, and we want you to pray, and you have no other responsibilities." They said, we want you to pray 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, over the church, and preach and teach, and that's all. Well, this is sort of a humiliating story. You know, I'd like to tell you that I had enough discipline to just do that, but I didn't. But I am a Puritan moralist, and if you put it on my job description, I will do it. Because I knew I would come to staff meetings and they'd say, Randy, have you prayed this week? And you know, yeah, you hate to lie about stuff like that. You know, that's what you would describe as high risk lying. And so I started praying over the church. Now, the story gets more humiliating. Terry, I think I may have a story that's not humiliating, but none comes quickly to mind. I didn't know how you prayed for a church. You know, bless this church. That doesn't take 2 hours. So, oh, this is so embarrassing. So what I did is I started off with the pictorial directory. I opened that thing up. And I let my fingers do the walking. I said, I'm praying for you. Praying for you. Praying for you. Praying for you. You're dead. Praying for you. I'm not praying for you. You went to the church down the street. Somebody else can pray for you. Praying for you. And I'm telling you, that's how I started. Well, pretty soon, you're probably thinking, yeah, I really came tonight to hear about prayer from a prayer warrior. I mean, Well, before long, I didn't need the pictorial directory. As I came to be drawn into the life of the church, all of a sudden I had all these things to pray over. And in fact, 10 hours a week didn't seem like enough to get my arms around all I needed to pray over. And out of that experience, a couple of things happened. One of them is directly relevant to the point I started to make some time ago. Kind of like you, I'm wondering if there's a point anywhere in our future. One of the things that happened is my own feeling about my pastoral judgment is it went from about a 3 to an 8. I'd like to tell you it went to a 10. I don't have a 10 in me. But I can tell you I started to minister to people in far more helpful ways than I did before. But the other thing that happened, which I think is kind of directly relevant here, is you remember they'd put nothing on my job description except I was going to preach and teach and pray. And as I was praying over things, it would come to me, you know, that's something that I really ought to look into. As I was praying over somebody, I'd think, you know, that's somebody I really need to visit with. And all of a sudden, I was drawn into all of the ministry that I did in that church for the next 7 years by my praying. Instead of this detailed job description saying what all I should do, what happened was I prayed my way into ministry. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.